Reading from the letter of Paul to the Romans. None of us lives for oneself, and no one dies for oneself. For if we live, we live for the Lord. And if we die, we die for the Lord. So then, whether we live or die, we are the Lord's. For this is why Christ died and came to life, that he might be Lord of both the dead and the living. Why then do you judge your brother? Or you, why do you look down on your brother? We shall all stand before the judgment seat of God. For it is written, As I live, says the Lord, every knee shall bend before me, and every tongue shall give praise to God. So then, each of us shall give an account of ourselves to God. The Word of the Lord. When the original Greek text of this passage says, none of us lives for oneself, it means that we do not act according to our own, often misguided, judgment, or stake everything on our own opinions. Christians vow themselves to act in all things according to the mind and will of God. God is our master. We must live for him. As we live under his notice and by his bounty, and when we cease to live among people on this earth, we are still in his hand. Therefore, what we do or what we leave undone should be in reference to that eternity which is ever at hand. So we are accountable to God for every thought, word, and deed. And yet, most of the time, we probably fail. But then we must just get up and try again. When we are baptized into Christ, we are given many gifts. We become adopted children of God, infused with the Holy Spirit and all the Spirit's blessings, charisms, and virtues. We become a member of the mystical body of Jesus Christ. Many other gifts, privileges, and duties flow from our insertion into the Trinitarian life. But this is the greatest, to begin living a supernatural life in addition to our natural earthly life, and to start the lifelong process of becoming divinized so that one day we will be able to embrace God face to face. Everything that the Scriptures and the Church ask of us flows from this one deceptively simple act, the pouring of a little water and the pronouncing of a few words, totally changes our purpose in life and our destiny in eternity. None of us lives for oneself, and no one dies for oneself. For if we live, we live for the Lord. And if we die, we die for the Lord. So that whether we live or die, we are the Lord's. Our life in Christ influences others. Thus, we have a responsibility to live as well as we can, so that we do not drag down others when we happen to fall. So many people today see themselves as autonomous, disconnected from everyone else. In this sense, this is sadly true if we are separated from God. But if we live in union with the Trinity and our Savior, we become related to every human being that exists. The incarnation of the Son of God brings about a unity among all people, which is intensified as we live ever more deeply in Christ. In his commentary on the prophet Ezekiel, Gregory the Great affirms this influence that we can have on others. Quote, they do not live to themselves because through everything that they do, they strive for spiritual rewards. And by praying, by preaching, by persevering in holy works, they desire to multiply the citizens of the heavenly kingdom. They do not die to themselves, because in the sight of others, by their death, they glorify God, whom they hasten to reach, even by dying. Let us then, my friends, with careful scrutiny, examine our intentions in everything we do, and not seek our own if we wish to minister to Almighty God. End of quotation. We minister to the Lord by our life and by our death, by our eating, drinking, and sleeping. We give glory to God by everything we are and everything we do. Scripture also tells us that we will be the servants of God or mammon. That is, the pleasure, the world, the devil. The way of mammon is a dead end of isolation and selfishness and bondage. But the way of God is community, love, freedom, and real life. Paul goes on to explain that Jesus is the Lord, both of the dead and the living. Jesus has gone through these experiences before us, so there is no need to fear. He is always with us. Let us each and every day thank the Lord for our baptism and the life of grace it gives us in Him. Then we have nothing, absolutely nothing to fear, not even death itself. For we belong to the Lord in life and in death and in eternal life.